just for good morning. You guys look fantastic this morning. I'm glad that some of you wore your jammies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice jammies. We get jammies every year for Christmas at our house. It's kind of been a tradition. You do too? That's awesome. Now, I realize the inherent risks of working with animals or with children, so we're just going to see how this goes. So let me ask you guys something real quick. How many of you have already opened some of your presents? You guys too. How many of you have already opened some of your presents? All right. Cool. Well, let me ask you this question, and I'm going to, can I borrow this microphone? I want to ask just a couple volunteers. Okay, I want you guys to think really hard about this. Are you ready? This is a serious question. What's the best present that you've ever gotten? Okay, you.
I don't know.
Okay, we had this whole part at the beginning where I said, be prepared because I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, what about you?
A build your own Hot Wheel. No, not of that. A build your own roller coaster.
That's cool. Build your own roller coaster. Okay, what about you?
My first Christmas present is being with my family and celebrating the love and birth of Jesus.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't even need to teach anymore. We're pretty much done. Let's just go home. Anyone over here have a favorite Christmas present?
Getting fluffy PJs.
Fluffy PJs.
Having good time with your family and friends.
That's awesome. One more.
Getting a baby alive.
Oh, baby alive is pretty cool too. That's right. So we talk about gifts every year at Christmas, and the best Christmas that I ever had as a kid was this one year that I call the Christmas of Star Wars. You've already heard legend of this, most of you adults that are here. But it's like I came downstairs and there was stuff everywhere. Like there were ships hanging from the ceiling and Spider-Man was crawling up the wall and Superman was hanging and he was flying. And my mom and dad, they didn't know anything about like these universes being separate. So Buck Rogers people were there with Flash Gordon people, with Star Wars people. But I didn't care because the cantina needed more people in it. So it was like totally awesome. It was the best Christmas ever. But what I learned later about Christmas is that with all this cool stuff, when we get a gift, when someone gives us a gift, that every gift actually has a cost, right? A gift, if you're going to give something to someone, it costs you something. And so I learned later that, of course, my mom and dad had to buy all that stuff, but that my brothers and sisters also bought some of that stuff for me. And they helped put all of it together, and they helped put it all in place. They built the Death Star, which must have taken forever, putting all those stickers on there. But you're a kid, so you don't think about all that stuff, right, until later on. What I learned is that gifts cost something. They either cost you time, or they cost you energy, right, to do the thing, or they cost you money many times, right, parents? Money especially, right? So every great gift comes with sacrifice. And in order to give a gift, you have to give something up. So today we're going to look at the story of when Jesus was born. And I know that we all probably know this story. And I know we told this story last night. But we're going to tell this story again today from Luke chapter 2. And this time we have pictures. So there you go. Right. So it begins this way. During the time that Mary was pregnant with baby Jesus, the Roman emperor, his name was Caesar Augustus, announced that everyone needed to be registered for a census. And the deal with that is they just wanted to count everybody. They wanted to see how many people they were so that all the adults could go do this really awesome thing called pay taxes. It's awesome. You kids are going to love it when you get older. So every person traveled to the town that they were born in, where their family was from. Now, since Joseph in our story was a descendant from King David, he and Mary left Nazareth and went to Bethlehem, right? We've all heard of Bethlehem, the city of David. Now, while they were there, it came time for Mary to have the baby. And how many of you know that if you're going to have a baby, you probably want to have that baby in a place? You just don't want to be out on the street. So they're looking for a place to have the baby. They look everywhere. They're going all over the place. And because everybody was in town to be counted, there was no place to have the baby. And so they're like, I don't know what we're going to do. There's so many people here. What are we going to do? So they finally find a place And interestingly, it's in a place where they keep animals. And that's where they have the baby. They have the baby where all of these animals are. They have the baby in a place where animals are kept, and Mary had her baby, and she named him Jesus. Of course, we know that his Hebrew name was Yeshua. And that's important because that means to rescue, okay? So we call him Jesus, but in Hebrew, his name was Yeshua, and that means to rescue because he was indeed going to be our rescue. So she wraps them all up snugly, like many of you in your jammies right now. Wraps them all snugly, and she lays him, this is funny, she lays him in a feeding trough. A place where the animals eat their breakfast. Just puts them right in there. I know, it's pretty weird. So imagine that you're a cow or a donkey or a goat, and you walk up there. I mean, what would you think? Like, I'm just here to get a snack, man. I'm a vegetarian. What's this about? Right? Like, this isn't hay. Come on. So meanwhile, in this same region where they were, there were some shepherds. And the shepherds were all camping out under the stars. And they would do that to protect their flocks because wolves and other predators would come in the night and try and steal the sheep. So they would actually sleep with the sheep. So it's awesome because you've got a built-in pillow. You can cover up just by pulling a sheep a little bit closer. It's very nice and very warm and wonderful. So they're out there in the middle of the night with no lights. And then all of a sudden, this angel of the Lord appears. And this bright light shines all around them, and the Bible tells us they were terrified. That means they were scared. So imagine you're out here in the country, you're all by yourself with just some sheep and maybe a couple other guys, and then all of a sudden, whoa, like all this light, like it's daytime. I mean, I would have probably been scared too, right? Would have freaked you out maybe just a little bit? No, not you, because you've watched weird movies probably, but I would have been really freaked out. So, of course, the angel says, listen, it's all cool. Don't be afraid, because I have the best news ever. Listen to this. You're going to love it. Today, a Savior who is Messiah the Lord was born for you in the city of David. And then the angel says, listen, here's how you're going to know who he is. And this is going to narrow it very easily for you. He's going to be the only kid that you find wrapped up in blankets in a feeding trough. Seems pretty simple, right? You're going to find him there. He's pretty much the only one in town like that. A king in a feeding trough? That seems a little silly, doesn't it? Then it gets better, because all of a sudden, the sky lights up with an army of angels, and they're praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors. Like, to all those people that he loves, peace to you. So, of course, if you're the shepherds at that point, you say, okay, that was cool. I'm going to go back to sleep. No, what do you do, right? You're going to go check this out. I want to see this, man. If the angels are showing up and like getting all crazy in the sky, I want to go check out what this is about. So the shepherds went straight to Bethlehem to find baby Jesus. And of course they did. They found him and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was, of course, laying in the feeding trough. The shepherds went and they told others about the baby Jesus. And here's what's cool. Everybody that heard about him, they were amazed. They're like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. And they're like, well, of course it is, because the angel said it would be. So, like, they don't lie. They're angels, right? So, like, it is the coolest thing. It's the best news ever. Now, the Bible tells us that Mary this whole time was thinking about all these things that were happening, and she was trying to understand it. Meanwhile, the shepherds returned to their fields, praising God, because of everything that had happened, just like the angel said it would, which is pretty cool. And of course, we know that Jesus is the best gift ever. Now, there's this scripture in 2 Corinthians 9:15, and I love this scripture. It says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Now, you might be wondering, what does that word indescribable means? Well, it means that it can't be described, that you don't have enough words to fully tell someone how cool this gift is. I mean, like, I asked you guys what your favorite gifts were, and for most of you, it was pretty easy to tell me that, right? You're like, well, it was this, or it was Baby Alive, or it was this thing, right? You could describe it. But Jesus is such a cool gift that we don't have enough words. That's why we come together and we sing. That's why we come here week after week, and we talk about how awesome he is and how wonderful God is and all the things that he's done for us, because he is the best gift ever. And that's really what I want us to remember today. Jesus is the best gift ever. So you might wonder, okay, well, that's really cool, but why? Like, why is he the best gift ever? Well, do you remember when the angels showed up, right, and what they said to the shepherds? Here it actually is in Luke chapter 2, and it's verses 10 and 11. They say, don't be afraid, because I am here announcing to you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in the town of David, there was born for you a deliverer who is Messiah, the Lord. This is good news for everybody. And when you find out something good, like let's say you go and you go to an ice cream place and it's like the best ice cream that you've ever had. So you don't tell anyone, right? You're like, I'm just going to keep the secret to myself. No, you want that place to stay in business and you want everybody to know how awesome it is. So you go tell your friends, hey, I went and I had ice cream and I went to Baskin Robbins and I got the kind with the bubble gum in it and it was the best thing that I've ever had, right? You go tell somebody. When the news is good, you want to share that good news. You want to tell people about it. You want everyone else to have that good thing too. So you might ask yourself, well, what's so good about a deliverer or a savior? Why is that a big deal? Most of you probably know this verse, John 3:16 and 17. For God, what? So loved the world that he gave his only and unique son, so that everyone who trusts in him may have eternal life instead of being utterly destroyed. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but rather so that through him the world might be saved. And that is good news. Like all great gifts, this gift of Jesus cost the Father something. Jesus came down to this world. He left the presence of his Father. He became a man and he gave his life for us, for all of the mistakes that we would make, all the bad choices that we've made too. But all of this was so that we could someday be with the Father again. God sent his Son because he loved us, and that's why we're having this party today, right? Messiah came to save us. So we continue to share this good news because it is good news, and we know that he will come again someday, and he will make everything right in this world. Again, Jesus is the best gift ever. Love came down to earth, and we're no longer the same, and that's awesome. So here's my challenge to all of you. This is such a good gift. You need to share this gift with other people. You need to let your light shine by the way that he shows in your lives, by the way that you love other people, by the way that you show his kindness, all of those aspects, the things that Jesus did where he would serve people, where he would love people, where he would take care of people, where he would notice the people that were on the very fringes that no one else noticed. That's what he calls us to do, to be a light in this world. Share that news. It's for everybody. All right, Josh, we have a video present for you now.
Mary, she was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're gonna have, what? I can't say it good. Mary, you're gonna have a baby. You're gonna have a baby, and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not gonna have a baby yet, I'm only a teenager, I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel.
She said, this donkey's fast.
Well, they tried to go to a hotel, and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place in here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is king of the Jews.
The angel was singing.
Glorious. And then the shepherd said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second thing said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and
bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. Then the wise men heard about it, and then a star appeared.
Well, we should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it.
Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one, to have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how it would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room is very smelly.
Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.